Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, April 18th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump targets Democrats on Easter. Ukraine's president invites Joe Biden to visit. 50% of families plan on traveling this summer. A new survey ranks the drunkest states in the nation. Also ahead, is it Putin's fault we are paying more for everything? But first, Donald Trump posting an Easter message for his political opponents on his website, quote, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left maniacs who are doing everything possible to destroy our country. May they not succeed, but let them nevertheless be happy, healthy, wealthy, and well," unquote. Mr. Trump also targeting the Attorney General of New York, quote, "Happy Easter to failed gubernatorial candidate and racist Attorney General Letitia James. May she remain healthy despite the fact she will continue to drive business out of New York while at the same time keeping crime, death, and destruction in New York. And a happy Easter to you, Mr. President." Ukrainian President Zelensky inviting Joe Biden to tour his capital, Kyiv, said Zelensky during an interview with CNN, quote, "It's his decision, of course, and about the safety situation, it depends. That's why he should come here to see." Well, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is ruling out any visit because of security concerns. Record high gas prices will not stop Americans from traveling this summer. Survey from TripAdvisor says 56% of Americans are planning a vacation in the months ahead. 70% will travel by car, 20% on planes, 10% buses and trains. 8 in 10 families have not taken a vacation since COVID hit 2 years ago. A report from The Hill ranks the most intoxicated states in the country. Top five: Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, North Dakota. Number one, Wisconsin. 31% of adults in the Badger State consume 15 drinks between Friday and Sunday. Of course, all this booze poses major health dangers. More than a third of driving deaths in Wisconsin are alcohol-related. In a moment, Putin. He is haunting America. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you may have heard, the Biden administration is saying that Putin caused inflation. That's what President Biden, Barack Obama, Jen Psaki told the nation. We are dealing with the, quote, Putin price rise, unquote. Of course, all the stats say consumer prices were going up fast before Russia invaded Ukraine, but damn those pesky facts. It was Putin for sure, just as the devil made Flip Wilson do it a long time ago. Bad Vlad is the instigator today. And it's not just inflation, not even close. Did you know that Putin made Will Smith slap Chris Rock? Didn't you know that? Old Will simply channeled Vlad and boom, the Oscar stage was invaded. Jennifer Lopez reunited with Ben Affleck because of Putin. No lie. Jen is so frightened of the diminutive Vlad that she sought protection from Big Ben, the actor, not the clock. Rumor is Jen Psaki will soon blame the chaotic southern border on Putin. People in Honduras believe their country is on Vlad's invasion list, so they're getting the heck out while the getting is good. Putin is also responsible for the rise of violent crime in America. Criminals are apparently under his spell and want to violate innocent civilians like Vlad's forces are doing in Mariupol. President Biden sees this Putin thing very clearly and knows his adversary is directly responsible for every single failure of his administration. And it is a long list that I can tell you. Massive air delays in the USA? Putin's fault. Trans restrooms? Vlad did it. Critical race theory invented by Putin. MSNBC, the dictator secretly runs it. The Los Angeles Lakers, Putin. Tom Brady coming out of retirement, Vlad ordered him to do it. Hunter Biden, don't even ask. With Vlad having so much power over everything that happens in America, it is only a matter of time before the following occurs. Vlad will be appointed CEO of Disney. He will partner with Elon Musk to take over Twitter. He will be a substitute host on The View. He'll run Ocasio-Cortez's next campaign. Vlad will make Kamala Harris stop giggling. He will tour with the Rolling Stones. And finally, the New York Times will discover, through anonymous sources, that Vlad Putin forced that bird to poop on Biden's suit. I know that all sounds incredible. I know it. But it's not nearly as unbelievable as blaming the Vlad Meister for the nearly 10% inflation rate now battering the USA. Is it? I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television every night. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 247 years ago today, an American patriot was dispatched on a secret mission under the cover of darkness. His message, the British are coming. Here is the story behind the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Beginning in 1774, American revolutionaries in Boston employed Revere as a, quote, express rider to carry news and messages around the region. On April 18th, 1775, a group called the Sons of Liberty summoned Revere. His task was to ride to the villages of Lexington and Concord to warn Samuel Adams and John Hancock of an impending British march on Massachusetts. If Paul Revere was delayed, captured, or killed, he instructed the clergy in Boston's Christ Church to post a secret message in the steeple, which is still there today. Two lanterns meant the British troops planned to come by sea across the Charles River. One lantern meant they would head west by land. Revere then stopped by his modest home to pick up his boots and overcoat. At midnight, he left Boston on horseback. On his way to Lexington, Revere raised the alarm, stopping at Holmes, spreading the word. After a 90-minute ride, he finally reached Adams and Hancock, telling them, quote, "The regulars are coming out." He was then detained by a passing British patrol, but released a short time later. An exhausted Paul Revere eventually arrived in Lexington to witness the end of the battle there, the first battle of the Revolutionary War. The English soldiers were easily defeated by a group of patriots who hid behind stone walls, and the American Revolution had begun. Paul Revere served as a courier for the remainder of the war. Later in life, he became a currency printer and manufacturer of church bells. He died inside his Boston home in 1818 at the age of 83. And here's something else you might not know. Today, Paul Revere's house is the most visited historic home in the United States after the White House. It is in the north end of Boston, and if you take the tour, it will conclude where Revere began his famous midnight ride. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.